With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting now that the Assad regime in Syria has been deposed. The search for a missing U.S. journalist in that country accelerates.
President Biden believes Austin Tice is alive.
He was taken captive more than 12 years ago. We remain committed to returning him to his family.
Tice has had his work published by the Washington Post, McClatchy Newspapers, and others. He disappeared at a checkpoint in a contested area west of Damascus. Matthew Miller at the State Department says there's no direct evidence of Tice's status.
Our special envoy for hostage affairs, Roger Karstens, is in Beirut, and we are pressing all parties in the region to support this effort.
Syria has publicly denied it was holding Austin Tice. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Speaker Mike Johnson makes remarks about PBS and Planned Parenthood. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
House Speaker Mike Johnson recently revealed plans to cut federal funding for PBS and Planned Parenthood. Johnson suggested some spending changes could come from the White House through executive orders, while legislative changes would require consensus in Congress. He described the effort as a, quote, generational opportunity to reduce the regulatory state and promote individual freedom. Johnson said, quote, now some of this will be done by executive order out of the White House. He has a broad authority to do a lot of that. But where Congress is involved, that's where it takes the hard work of legislation and getting everybody on the same page. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President-elect Trump is promising to end birthright citizenship as soon as he gets into office. Birthright citizenship means anyone born in the United States automatically becomes an American citizen. The policy's been in place for decades. Trump and his supporters argue it's abused and that there should be tougher standards for becoming an American citizen. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 240 points. The Nasdaq dropped 123. This is SRN News. The U.S. isn't the only country grappling with transgenderism.
Lawmakers in Chile have passed a bill that bars government funding of sex change operations or any other medical procedure to help children live as the opposite sex. Alliance Defending Freedom International is cheering the decision, adding, quote, every child is precious just as they are and has the absolute right to be safeguarded from a radical ideology that promotes dangerous drugs and surgeries with devastating consequences. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
During this month's Supreme Court arguments over a Tennessee law barring the use of puberty blockers on children, one justice injected race into the debate. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson said she saw some troubling parallels between Tennessee's efforts to curb transgenderism among youngsters and the arguments made in the 1960s against interracial marriage. This is SRN News. TikTok's asking a federal appeals court to bar, pending a Supreme Court review, the Biden administration from enforcing a law that could ban the popular platform.
The legal filing was made after a panel of judges on the same court sided with the government last week and ruled that the law, which requires TikTok to divest from its China-based parent company or face a ban as soon as next month, is constitutional. If the law is not overturned, both TikTok and its parent company ByteDance have said the popular app will be shut down by mid-January. Rich Thomason reporting.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Americans are beginning to wake up to the reality that tariffs on everything from Canada would make life a lot more expensive. Trudeau also says dealing with Donald Trump on trade will be a little more challenging than the last time. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.